Hello, welcome to the English Navigator Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, this morning at the Chamber Period Martyr Sub-Woman Regiment 1, Futu Ward, Grand District, the Veteran Sub-Woman Regiment 1, Division 330, Military Zonai, held a meeting and presented gifts to members and relatives of martyrs' families. The Veterans of Women Regiment 1 was established and put into operation in 2009 and currently has about 1,000 members nationwide. In the warm atmosphere of the meeting, on behalf of the Liaison Committee, Major General Trần Vinh Quang, former Deputy Minister of Labor and Violence and Social Affairs, head of the Veterans Liaison Committee of Women Regiment 1, revealed the heroic and glorious tradition of the unit, encouraged and reminded members and relatives of families to live together in a useful, meaningful, and affectionate way, promote the traditional qualities of Uncle Ho Santa, join hands to build the homeland more and more prosperous. On the threshold of the new year, he wishes all cadres, members and relatives good health and on the best in the new year. In recent days, Tulai District has organized many cultural activities and sports activities to create a healthy atmosphere and background during the Lunar New Year 2025. Accordingly, the district has organized the decoration of six miniature signs of Spring Earth Day at Mujindanam Park and Tulai District Square to create a highlight to attract people to come and take pictures. Spring Newspaper Festival exhibition displays books, newspapers, and art magazines for readers at the district library and communes and towns. Organized a music festival, traditional singing, and spring costume show revolving and around the content of praising the party and call the homeland and country, praising the beauty of spring and cultural values during that. In addition to cultural and artistic activities, the district also pays attention to and focus on organizing sports activities to create a healthy and exciting competitive atmosphere through this sports festival celebrating the party spring. In Tulai District, welcome the party congress is set on levels for 2025-2030. Chathan Kumun People's Committee organized the luncheon ceremony of the National Flag Road Project, Provincial Road 922. The road is 3.5 kilometers long from Ratnyom Bridge to Vam Nyong Bridge with 240 pillars and flags, with a total cost of more than 200 million dong. Mobilized from socialized sources, the project aims to contribute to promoting an education tradition for generations. At the same time, it creates an urban aesthetic highlight, bringing a joyful and exciting atmosphere, encouraging the spirit of strategy and joint efforts to build Chathan Kumun into an increasingly rich and civilized new style rural commune. Within the framework of the Asian Tourism Forum 2025, in Malaysia, 17 units of Vietnam were awarded the Asian Tourism Awards 2025 in four categories, of which the community-based tourism destination Cồn Chim Chathan District Travel Reference received the award in the Asian Community-based Tourism CBT Asian category. Cồn Chim community-based tourism site started operating at the end of 2019. Still, due to the impact of COVID-19, it was not until the end of 2022 that this land's potential was awakened. Becoming a typical green tourist destination in the Mekong Delta, attracting many tourists. Surrounded by the Cồn Chim River, surrounded by the mangrove forest and rows of water coconut trees, Cồn Chim has a natural area of 62 hectares with 54 households and over 200 people living there. Not only does it have the typical characteristics of the Southwest River Delta as an attraction, the special thing when coming to Cồn Chim is that visitors can immerse themselves in nature, learn experience, the natural livelihood, and enjoy rustic southern dishes. The song for the English Navigator Radio and Television Station today. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.